An internal political rift due to Humboldt County Supervisor Rex Bohn's support of a Northern California biomass project is on display as other supervisors are against the controversial project. The division was readily apparent at the close of an October 28th Board of Supervisors hearing on a wood pellet manufacturing and export project slated for Tuolumne and Lassen counties. The project's environmental review is led by the Golden State Finance Authority, which is affiliated with the Rural County Representatives of California, known as RCRC. Bohn is the board's RCRC representative and is also a board member of Golden State Natural Resources, another RCRC affiliate, and the biomass project's manager. Before the Board of Supervisors was a proposed letter urging an extension of the project's draft environmental impact report public comment period. With Supervisor Michelle Bushnell absent, the letter was unanimously approved. But the proceedings went off the rails a bit when Supervisor Steve Madrone proposed going further. He moved to have the county write a letter in opposition to the project, and the motion was seconded by Supervisor Natalie Arroyo. Bohn questioned the action and suggested it's an affront to the collective will of the rest of the rural counties that make up RCRC.
As we tear this apart and everything else, does this open up for like any of us that serve on a board, be in the Great Redwood Trail, if they're doing something that we don't like or I don't like or somebody doesn't like that we think is unfeasible, do we bring it back to the board even though we're not the members and we're not on the board to tear apart or try to find every possible thing in the world? Because it just, I mean, there's, I don't know how many, I looked up the other day, there's quite a few pellet mills in the United States, and I just, you know, as I follow up this, I know we looked here, this has been going on for an 8-year project, and I think it's a pretty good product because this is what 40 rural counties have agreed upon to help the forest fire situation. We're kind of forgetting what got us into the forest, and that's the fires. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, we can't go fight the fire because, I mean, we don't want to send the helicopters and the fire trucks because they're going to have too many emissions. I think there's, we keep talking about the big picture, but we're only looking at your big picture.
Bohn's comments followed a discussion that led Madrone to withdraw his motion. Although he has concerns about the project, Supervisor Mike Wilson said he's uncomfortable with sending an opposition letter at this stage of environmental review. But the opposition talk irked Bohn, who asked County Administrative Officer Alicia Hayes for clarification on whether it's opening the door for complaints about the actions of board members appointed to represent the county. Hayes said supervisors appointed to other boards do represent the county, but there is indeed an open door for other supervisors to weigh in.
Obviously, there are times where, case in point right now, where maybe the board is not always in lock and step on an issue. And so as board members, you try to do your best to represent the county. Should any board member feel that any other board member has not done that appropriately or disagrees with a decision or a vote or support provided through a board or commission, then any board member does have the right to bring forward a discussion such as the one that's taking place today. So, you know, when you have a split board on some issues, then that puts your job, makes your jobs difficult when you're serving on boards and commissions. And the expectation is that you do your best. You all have the option to agendize anything at any time for discussion as a body when you feel that that's necessary.
Great. Thank you. Fun stuff.
Madrone noted a political change in the Board of Supervisors majority and also recalled a recent trespass of his county representation on the Great Redwood Trail Agency's Board of Directors.
You know, I think it's a really great question, Chair, that you ask. It really is. And I think CAO Hayes did a good job of explaining, you know,
thank
what
you.
The general process is. Things change. I mean, 8 years ago when this project began, the board makeup was very different, and it probably would have been a 4-0 4-1 vote, you know, in support of this project back then, and maybe even up until about 2 years ago, it might have been 3-2 for support of a project like this. But as we know, things change over time. The board makeup changes, and how people feel about things change. That's just the nature of change, right? But I mean, I remember just recently where the Buckeye Conservancy, you brought up the Great Redwood Trail, they had a forum to discuss the Great Redwood Trail, and they invited you and Supervisor Bushnell to sit on that panel when I'm the duly appointed, unanimously supported board member representing the board on the Great Redwood Trail. And I was not invited to be part of that. And I even offered at the beginning of the meeting, well, if you or Supervisor Bushnell would step down, then I could participate. But because you both chose not to, I couldn't even participate because of the Brown Act, right? I had to sit there and just be quiet.
Saying supervisors needed to pull it back in a little bit, Hayes advised them to stay on topic. Bone, the board's chair, quickly called for the next agenda item, a closed session on legal matters. During the hearing, representatives of environmental groups said the biomass project will be polluting and rich in greenhouse gas emissions. RCRC's president and its lead attorney had described the project as a benefit to forest health and rural economies and a replacement to overseas use of coal. Supervisors will continue to comment as the project proceeds, and Madrone may agendize a proposed letter expressing the board majority's concerns about it. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.